Nothing says Christmas like a water buffalo. For a poor family in Asia, getting a water buffalo is like getting a farm tractor to pull a plow. Or getting a milk truck full of delicious milk. Or getting a stand at the market to sell cheese. A water buffalo opens the door for work, food, and income. More importantly, it opens the door to talk about Jesus. And nothing says Christmas better than that.
Join Truth Network in supporting Gospel for Asia. Give today at truthnetwork.com and click on the Christmas Critter campaign.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master's of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
How did King David know that it was okay to eat the shewbread from the temple?
It's a good question. I'm not exactly sure what the answer is, but I believe it has something to do with the switching of the bread, that there was a time when it was supposed to be switched on a weekly basis, and that he could either eat that bread, or since there was no other bread and he was doing the work of the Lord, then it was consecrated for him to be able to do that.
Number 5.
It's okay to be cremated. It's not a sin. You know, there's nothing the Bible says about you can or cannot be cremated. It doesn't matter. People die in fires. Their bodies are consumed. They die in forest fires. They have been overrun by lava in volcanoes. People have died in oceans, bodies consumed by the great depths, eaten by fish. There are all kinds of different ways that a human body can disintegrate. God is certainly quite capable of reconstituting the body of an individual.
Number 4.
When they were moving the Ark of the Covenant, it was about to fall off and then God touched it and it killed them. How did the Philistines end up getting it?
What I understand is they weren't touching it. You can hold it with rods of wood that were for carrying, so they stayed away from it, but they could move it around where they wanted it to go.
Oh, so you think that the Philistines knew not to touch it?
Well, yeah, you know, when you touch it and someone dies, you clue in pretty quickly. Don't touch it.
I guess you're right.
Number 3.
Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Christian dies, automatically enters into heaven. In what form does he enter heaven?
It's either an octahedron, a polydron, or a rhombic polyhedron.
Okay, well, you lost me there.
Yeah, I was making a joke. It's either a cube or a pyramid. What form is he in? You know, an octahedron, polydron, or rhombic polyhedron. Okay, so when we die, we go be with the Lord, and we're absent from the body.
Correct.
We be home with the Lord, 2 Corinthians 8:5.
Correct.
And so we're in a spiritual form. We don't know what that is. We know what it isn't. Luke 24:39, Jesus says, Spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. And then we'll be reunited with our bodies at the resurrection, and that's
Correct.
How we'll be forever.
Number 2.
Is repentance continual, or is
yes.
like a one-time thing?
It is continual. Look, if you were to move in at my house for a week, guess how long it would take for you to realize that Matt Slick, the radio guy, is in a constant state of repentance? It'd probably take you 2 minutes. We're always in a state of repentance. We're always in a state of, oh, I didn't do that right. I could have done that better. Lord, you know, I didn't love my wife enough. I didn't show patience to my neighbor as well. Lord, teach me how to follow your love. It's a form of repentance. This is always going to go on in our life.
I was thinking like if it was instant or gradual, because I'm just struggling.
Well, I'm glad you do. I'm glad you do in the sense that dead men don't struggle against sin. I'm glad you're struggling against it because it shows that you're alive in Christ. God does not come across time and say, what's he going to do right now? What's he going to do? Oh, that's what he's going to do. That is not the case. That's open theist heresy. But with open theism, what they say is the future's open because God doesn't even know what the free will creatures are going to do, because if he did, then they would be free to do it. But that's not true. Just as I gave the illustration, I know that my daughter will ask a certain thing if I arrange certain circumstances. I didn't force her to. So the idea of libertarian free will saying that they can't have free will if God knows what we're going to do is not true. It's not logical. It's not necessary. But yet they hold on to this false idea, and then in the process, they reduce God's character, God's nature. This is idolatry in a low form, and it's heresy in a low form.
Number
and it needs to be repented of. And the Christian church needs first to bow its knee before the sovereignty of God, the holiness of God, the greatness of God, the complete sovereign right of God to do with his creation as he desires. Read Romans 9:9-23 if you don't like that. But you can always take those verses out of your Bible as well. If you don't like God's sovereignty, God chooses. God's the one who ordains. You don't like it? Not my problem. It's yours.
And now the end is near.
So long, farewell, I'll be to say adieu.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.